Hey, dads, you're listening to the Bedatitudes podcast. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and I just noticed that I'm covered in glitter. I've been putting up Christmas decorations, and so it rubbed off on me a little bit. So if you see me sparkling, that's just my personality. So anyway, today's podcast, we're going to be focusing on the part of the liturgy of domestic church life that involves talk rituals. So, if you are just joining us for the first time, I really encourage you to start the series from the very beginning, because first we walk through the eight Beatitudes that help us be dads after our Heavenly Father's own heart. Now we're walking through the different practices that make up the liturgy of domestic church life. And this liturgy of domestic church life is a framework that helps us be able to encounter Christ more meaningfully at home, experience all the stuff we do at home as a little way of holiness, and enables our faith to be the source of the warmth in our home. It's based on research that we did through the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate at Georgetown University that looked at parents who successfully raised all their kids to a faithful adulthood. Those families intuited the practices that make up this liturgy of domestic church life. And so now we're looking at the second part of this liturgy of family life called the Rite of Family Rituals. And the Rite of Family Rituals helps us live out our prophetic mission of baptism, because it enables us to model how to lead a godly life through working and playing and talking and praying together. We've already talked about work and play rituals. Today we're going to talk about talk rituals, talking together rituals. Phew, that was a long lead up. But thank you for your patience as we walk through this. We talk about this more on Catholic Home all the time. But talk rituals enable us to create communion through better communication. And they involve things like family mealtimes, family meetings, and parent-child dates, you know, going out with your kid to do different things or having your kid come alongside of you to do different things. And these are often the first rituals to go when we are too busy and overscheduled. We don't make time to talk. Kids don't do great with invitation, especially older kids, teens in particular, don't do great with just giving them an invitation to talk if we haven't created the space for it. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. Hey, how was your day? Fine. What'd you do in school? Nothing. Right? And that's the whole exchange. That's the whole conversation. If we don't create time in our family to have space for conversation that goes beyond what I just modeled, then that's as deep as our relationship is ever going to get with our kids. And I know, as a Catholic dad, I want to pass on my faith and my values and my beliefs to my kids. But I can't do that if we don't have time to talk about things. And so creating and make sure that we're protecting those times for family meals or a regular family meeting or one-on-one time with our kids, if we don't do that, we're giving away our authority as parents, because our kids will listen to the people they spend time with. It's as simple as that. We always worry as parents about peer influences and the influence of the culture. But we push our kids into that, and we give away our authority and our ability to influence our kids by not protecting the time that we have with them. Now, I don't mean that you have to keep your kids prisoner locked up in your house and never let them see anybody else or associate with any other person. That's not it at all. But we do need to protect the times that we need to create space to talk as a family by protecting mealtimes, by having regular family meetings, by having regular time where you do things one-on-one with your kids, whether that involves them coming along with you when you run that errand to the hardware store, or you're working on the car, or you're doing whatever else that you do, you know, around the house, in the garden, or, you know, making time to take them out for a donut, or, you know, take them out for, you know, some fun activity. But it's not just you're doing the activity. You're not just going to a movie together, or you're not just, you know, doing something where going to a game, for example. You're doing something where there's some quiet time. You know, you're working on a project together. You know, there's quiet time. You know, you're doing some activity together where there's some space, and you can actually have time to reflect and talk. You know, so creating those opportunities to do things where there's opportunity to discuss, that's really important, because if we don't do that, we're giving away our authority as dads. Because again, our kids listen to whoever they spend time with. And if they don't spend time with us, then they won't listen to us because we don't have time to teach them anything. How to make best use of that time is to get comfortable with quiet. And men really aren't. We're not great with being quiet. We're better at doing. We're better at making noise. We're better at, you know, having fun and making everything big and noisy. We're less good at creating space to be a little quiet and to listen and to ask questions. You know, we want to teach, we want to lecture, we want to be the expert in our kids' lives, but that tends not to go as well, you know, because the more we talk, the more our kids just tune us out. But by asking questions, what did you think about that? You know, so how did that play out? You know, when you did that, how did they react to it? When you did that, what ended up happening? You know, have you thought about what else you could do in that situation? You know, how are you feeling about this? You know, being able to ask those questions, where was God in that situation, do you think? You know, what do you think that God might want you to do about that? How would you know? You know, well, how do you figure those kinds of things out? You know, how do you figure those kinds of things out? Tell me, you know. And you're really asking, curious. It's not, you're not grilling them. It's like, tell me more about this. It's, I really want to know. I'm really curious. You know, I'm genuinely interested in how you think and the way you make the choices that you do and why you believe what you believe. You know, and you're really drawing them out in those times. Those talk rituals, again, create communion through communication by inviting your kid to share their heart with you. So you have a better sense of where they're at. And a lot of times this involves biting our tongues. You know, our kids expect us to correct them. Our kids expect us to jump on them right away when they say something that they know we're not going to approve of. And the prudent dad is going to let that sit and not react to it right away. Now, that's not to say that you're going to let it go entirely. But what you're going to say is, well, that's really interesting. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about why you think that way. Or what do you think? You know, it kind of led you to that. You want to react to especially the stuff that they think you're going to disapprove of by asking more questions and being more curious. Not because you're giving approval, not because you're not going to provide instruction, but because you really want to give them the impression, and not just the impression, but the actual fact, that you care about them and that you want to understand before being understood. Strikes me as a common, you know, a very popular prayer, right? To seek to be, to understand rather than understood, right? It's the prayer of St. Francis. So when we are asking that, then what we do, okay, when we understand, then we say, you know what? All right, that's really interesting. And then you don't say anything else except ask those questions, but then you pray about it. You know, Lord, you know, my kids kind of thinking some things that are a little odd, you know, or that I don't agree with, or that I have some concerns about. Help me, Lord, to understand how to engage them, you know, to understand it better or to get clarification or to have the opportunity to talk to them about that and teach them how to think better about it. You know, tell me what to say. Tell me when to say it. Show me what to do. And you're praying about this and you're reflecting on it. And then at some point, maybe a couple of days later, you have another opportunity over a father-son night out or a father-daughter date or, you know, when you're working on that project together to say, hey, you know, I was thinking more about what you said the other day. And then you don't bring the object, you don't lead with your, but this is why you're wrong. And this is, let me explain to you where you got it all messed up. You ask a question. You know, I was thinking more about what you were saying the other day. And how would, you know, some people would say this. And the thing that some people would say is what you want them to think, right? Some people would say this, how would you respond to that? Or how does that fit into what you're thinking about thus and such? Because the point is you're not just telling them the right answer. You're teaching them how to think. You're teaching them how to process through these things. And so asking those questions, again, gives them the impression, hopefully correctly, that you're not just interested in talking at them, but that you're interested in understanding them. And in that process of understanding them, getting them to think more deeply about the things that they think about so that they can have a better relationship with that thing and with the world. And they have you to thank for walking them through that process. So it's not just, oh, dad thinks thus and such, and I'm going to roll my eyes at that. It's, you know, dad has his opinions, but he always really willing to listen to me and help me think deeper about the thing. And, you know, sometimes he has some good things to say too. And they always kind of make sense because we've taken the time to really listen. So the thing I want you to take out of this particular episode about talk rituals, first of all, is that as dads, it's our job to make sure that as we're working out our kids' schedule, that we're making family time a priority, that we're making, which is the first practice, by the way, in the rite of Christian relationship in this liturgy of domestic church life, making sure we're protecting family time, but specifically time to talk. You know, we're making sure that we're getting a couple of family meals in a week, at least. We're making sure that we've got a regular family meeting. And by the way, there's a family meeting downloadable worksheet in the downloadable section on the Catholic Home app that walks you step by step through how to have a good family meeting and what that actually involves. You know, that we're prioritizing prayer time. You know, we'll talk more about prayer in the next time, but prayer time is a great way to establish talk rituals too, because you talk about what y'all prayed about and they feed into each other. And then you pray about what y'all talked about, right? So you're making sure as the dad, as the protector of the family, to protect those opportunities to share each other's hearts by protecting family meal time, by protecting family meeting time, by protecting family prayer time, by protecting and scheduling regular one-on-one time with your kids. Secondly, you know, as I said, you're going to listen. You know, that communication time is about drawing your kids out, not talking at them, not teaching them the way to think. It's understanding where they're coming from and asking questions that draw them out and make them think a little more deeply about the things. And that whenever they say something that gives you pause or gives you cause for concern, you're going to sit with it. You're going to contemplate it in your heart. You're going to pray about it and then come back to them a day or two later, the next opportunity you have for that one-on-one time, and ask them about it in a way that allows you to frame it as a question. And say, you know, hey, I was thinking more about thus and such. And some people would say this, you know, how would you respond to that? Or what do you think about that? Or how would that fit into what you were telling me the other day? And then if you feel like they really think that you get them, that they would agree that you understand them, then you can share some of your thoughts. And you can ask, would it be okay for me to talk to you about what I think about this? And then gauge the okayness of it based on their response. If they're rolling their eyes or if they're getting upset, it's okay to back off a little bit and say, well, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, antagonize you with this or, you know, frustrate you with this. I'm just trying to share what I think, you know, and I want to understand what's bugging you about that. You know, as I'm sharing what I think about this and what I believe to be true, you know, you're seeming like you're getting annoyed. You know, can you help me understand what's annoying you about it? You know, and draw them out and then have the conversation about that. But by creating those times for talk rituals, by making those talk rituals go well and be opportunities for them to feel like they've been heard, you're able to then use your influence to lead them to how to think better, to how to think more deeply, how to think as a Christian thinks, which is, again, why these rituals serve our prophetic mission of baptism. Because the Catechism tells us that a prophet calls others to lead godly lives through our words and our actions. By creating, maintaining, and protecting the integrity of our talk rituals, we're actually prophetically leading our children to think in a deeper, more holistic, and Christian way about all the things that we encounter in our life. If you've got questions about how to get the most out of talk rituals, I hope that you'll post them to the Home Builder Forum on the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic Households on Mission. Check it out. We hope to continue the conversation there. Thanks for tuning in.